clothespins to put it on the line. That's what we use.
How about when they would be pinning a diaper on the baby, what would they pin it on with?
Safety pins.
They had safety pins.
Yeah, had safety pins.
What would, now, a cup that was made of metal, what kind of cup would that
be? Tin cup.
Would be what they would usually have?
Yeah, I think I've got one too around here. I think I gave it to my little grandson. He's got a sand pile up in jeans. And she said, Mother, where you get that? I said, I don't know. I've had it for years. Had a handle on it. And she said, that'll just be the same. Give it a dip up sand, you know, and pour it out.
Yeah. Like in those days, a dime would have been worth. How much would a dime been worth?
Well, I don't know. Just to be a dime, I'd think
was
it was as long as I remember.
Was it worth?
It's 10. See,
like
a dime
is
10 cents, you see.
Just like it is now,
it would. And a penny would be a penny, you see.
Those were
the same. Yeah, it would be the same.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday, usually?
Well, if it was in the wintertime, lots of times they'd wear what they call a flannel shirt, you know, and a suit. Maybe someone would wear a sweater, you see.
Well, now,
and maybe some of them would wear real cold. They'd wear a top coat, what they used to call an overcoat, you see.
Now, what would they have in a suit? I mean, what would the pieces of a suit be? There'd be
Well, you see, most of them have to have sleeves in the back, you know, and the yoke, you know, and all, and then the pockets, and all. Now, some of them's made different now, you know. Some of them's made solid in the back. Some has that slit, you know, that flap in the back.
Would they have a suit that was, there'd be three pieces to it?
It'd be the pants and what they call a vest.
It'd
button up short and be pointy, and then they'd put the coat on over that. But you know, they don't have that anymore. Albert bought a new suit last year, I think. He don't have an old vest.
Oh, really?
But I think he had an old vest around here somewhere. I don't know what ever become of it.
Well, now, if you were talking about a dress or something you had, and if you had lost some weight, you might say, now, this dress won't fit me this year, but last year it
fit, but now it's too big.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets of your pants, you'd say it'd make your pants
bulge out.
You are so good. I never have had so much fun. What would they wear? Of course, the pants they would wear with their suit would be their dress type pants, I guess. What about to work in? What would they wear, the men?
Well, most of them like overalls. Especially older men, but then a lot of them like what's called blue jeans now and a shirt. I never did see Afton Elbert's brother with a pair of overalls on. He always wore a blue jeans. Yeah, or khaki pants. But Albert likes overalls to work in. He does.
Now, we were talking about, you know, how you would wash the clothes and boil them and all that. Now, if you had a shirt or something that was not sanitized and you washed it in hot water, now what would happen to it?
Well, it'd grow up. It would be too little for you.
Did they shrink much?
They did. You'd have to kind of, they say that's when we put salt in the water, keep stuff from fading. You say that'd put in warm salt water, it would set the dye, and it would run so when you use soap on it, if you got it dirty.
Well, what would they do to keep it from anything from shrinking?